Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, you know, it's anticipation. Anticipation as we await the infamous State of the Union address tonight from the President of the United States. And I wanted to know how many of you plan to be listening. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be talking about it tomorrow. And Melody Cedarstrom will be here tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the State of the Union address. She says, I don't want to. And I go, that's too bad. We're going to do it anyway. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to report on it. And she'll bring some gold and silver reports and some economic reports as well. I have in my hand what they say he's going to talk about tonight. And of course he's going to, I would assume, that he is going to hit on all the high points of the things that have been positive in his first year in office. And there has been, whether you want to be in denial or not, there has been some good things that have taken place. Some of those he doesn't even mention here. But it says in this article, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and Fred Lucas wrote this. It says, the President Donald Trump hopes to strike a bipartisan and forward-looking tone when pushing a theme of building a safe, strong, and proud America. A safe, strong, and proud America. He will focus on these five issues, it says. Seeking to reach an immigration deal in Congress. The strong economy from his first year in office. Pushing a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Fair and reciprocal trade with other nations and rebuilding the military. The senior administration official told reporters Friday that these are the things that he plans to talk about when they were having their briefing. So, I usually take notes. That usually lasts about two or three pages, and then I give up on writing. I encourage you to listen. And I encourage you to listen to what is being said. It's important to know what they're saying and parallel that with the Constitution, if you can. And if you remember, and it made such an impression on me that I remember it, maybe it's because I was taking notes, but in 2012, when President Barack Obama gave his State of the Union address, one thing that he stated was he wanted to have more power to consolidate the bureaucracy. That is a changing of how we are set up. And in recent decades or longer, the president of the United States position has been given more power and authority than he was originally supposed to have. Now, he is a powerful man. There's no doubt about that. But as I have explained to you many, many times, the problems we have, presidents come and presidents go. We have good ones. We have bad ones. We have mediocre ones. We have blah, blah, you know, Congress. Stays and stays and stays and plays, and we the people pay. Now, they're in a big fight up there in D.C., you know, the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats are angry. They're so angry that they're not making any sense. And the Republicans are putting on a show as if they're all righteous and good and doing what is conservative, and they're not. Not all of them. If they were truly trying to get something done, they would be pushing a lot harder. I don't see that. Do you? And they go, well, now, Beth, what makes you think that? Well, let me just read something to you here or explain something to you here. I've got it here somewhere. I was just sharing it with Melody on Power Talks on shortwave prior to this show. But it's about the Abortion Act that failed. Where did I put it? The Abortion Act that failed, and there were several, here it is. Been a snake, it bit me. This is coming from the Daily Caller. There were two Republicans who voted against the 20-week abortion act, and it's called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Those two Republicans were Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. Now, if you remember, they were the ones that voted against the president at the very beginning, against certain things that he wanted. So they're not truly conservative Republicans, and they made sure that this didn't pass. Now, I don't know what the rules are, why they couldn't have called a nuclear on this one. But if you recall, when the Republicans received that majority in Congress, which includes the House and the Senate, they failed to defund Planned Parenthood. They failed to defund. All they had to do was take the money away from Obamacare. They failed all of that, and that's why we have President Donald Trump. Whether you like it or not, that's why we've got him, because of the Republicans, more so than the Democrats. Well, there's three Democrat senators who voted for the bill. And that is Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Bob Casey of Pennsylvania. Now, the pro-life advocacy group, Susan B. Anthony, they immediately announced that the organization would target four Democrat senators from Trump states who oppose the ban and are up for re-election in 2020. And those would be Sherrod Brown from Ohio, Claire McCaskill from Missouri, North Dakota's Heidi Heitkamp, and Montana's John Tester. They're going to target them. They are up for re-election. I would assume that these in Alaska and Maine, those two Republicans up there, are not up for re-election. You can kind of guess where they are with re-election sometimes by the way they vote. But if the Republicans were serious about doing the will of the people, the majority of the people wanted this. I know, the women you see on the nasty march, the nasty women on the march, they don't. Hillary didn't. She was okay for letting babies die. She said so. If they're accidentally born alive during an abortion, just put them to the side and let them die. She and President Barack Obama both made that statement. They don't have any constitutional rights in their eyes. I believe we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Will you be watching the State of the Union address? Anticipation. 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. My question to you is, are you going to watch, pay attention to the State of the Union address? And I have to kind of chuckle because, you know, the Democrats, a lot of them, not all of them, are going to boycott it. They're not going to show up. They're going to be very disrespectful to the President of the United States. Had the Republicans done that under President Barack Obama or President Bill Clinton, and maybe some of them did, and I don't remember, I don't think so, they'd have been in an uproar. I remember when the one man got in a lot of trouble when he got up and said, "You lied." And, oh my gosh, it all went to pieces. They booed the President last year when he gave his first... It wasn't really a State of the Union address, but it was at that point in time, State of the Union address. They booed him when he talked about a support group for the military vets and families. They booed him on several occasions. They're making statements. They're making lots of statements, but they're not making a statement for the Constitution or for the American people. They're making a statement for people in this country that are not legal citizens of the United States. So they're not going to show up tonight, many of them. Oh, but they're going to chime out tonight. They will be talking out tonight. And that is what I'm kind of chuckling about, because if you remember, I shared with you Jabberwocky last week. I wrote an article, and I didn't get it posted, but I'll get it taken care of. I need to really do a better job on my blog. I have written several things because I'm writing for Melody Cederstrom right now on her Discount Gold and Silver Trading newsletter, and I need to be pushing those as well on my blog spot. the Jabberwocky. It's a silly little verse or poem or story that makes absolutely no sense as far as the words, about a creature, a monster, so to speak, and he goes and gets slain. And I equated the Jabberwocky because it makes no sense, and that's the way I see these politicians, both on the Democrat and the Republican side, when they start telling us how we should think, telling us what really, you know, some of the journalists, well, they've got to tell us what was said by the president because we're not smart enough to know what was said. We're not smart enough to figure that all out. I wasn't smart enough. Nobody ever mentioned it but CSC Talk Radio when President Barack Obama said he wanted more power given to him so he could consolidate the bureaucracy. Nobody else paid any attention to that. And we had one guy come out here last week and he said the American people weren't smart enough to read a memo and know what it was talking about. Really? With all the money we're putting in education, well, maybe we need to do away with that department. It's not doing very good, is it? We're such an arrogant people that we think we're too good to do some jobs, and so we need illegal aliens in this country to do those jobs. And then we just ain't smart enough to do some of the other high-techy things, so we need to bring in more HB1 visa people. Beware and pay attention to what they say. Pay attention. Melody Cedarstrom brought to mind, you know, it was a big deal, and it is a big deal that Apple's coming back to the United States, and they're going to hire, I can't remember, it was thousands of people. They're also lobbying for the HB1 to be increased. So not all of those hires are going to be American citizens. The American people. Because we just ain't smart enough, people. Think about it. Pay attention to what gets said tonight, not just by the president, but by all the Jabberwocky from Congress, Republicans and Democrats afterwards, and the media, the journalists. We have a caller. We have John from Illinois. John, how are you today?
How about
John,
Mike?
Are you there?
Yeah, how about Mike?
I can't hear John.
Can you hear me?
We'll go back to John here in just a few minutes. Okay. Oh, it's Mike from Illinois. I'm sorry. Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you
today?
There you are.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me, Beth?
I can.
Okay. Two quick points. I'd love to see fair trade coming in and do away with free trade. And as far as giving anyone any more power than they are constitutionally delegated or limited to, this started around 1933 with FDR, and this country has gone straight through the toilet ever since that time. So no, we don't need to give anybody any more power. We just need to hold them, each and every one of them, accountable to do what they are constitutionally delegated to do, and no more, no less, unless they are doing something that's right for the country. However, they do not need any additional power, any additional authority, in my opinion.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the fact is, the American people have laid back and given all of them way too much power and authority, and now we're bending to it, and we're suffering from it.
Yes.
Back over 100 years ago when they decided, and it was Congress that turned over our currency, our economy, to a Federal Reserve, an outside banking entity, has nothing to do with the United States itself. That was a huge mistake. And it was no accident, it was no coincidence that that's also when income tax began.
That is correct, and we've been in trouble, and it has gotten just out of control worse ever since 1917, when Jekyll Island allowed when the bankers got together at Jekyll Island there outside of Brunswick, Georgia, and put together the Federal Reserve. And probably the heart of this matter falls upon the American people. And
yes,
a lot of people have allowed their trust to be misplaced in those we think are going to be representatives. and they are nothing but criminal politicians who are just involved in worrying about more money, more power, more control, and that's all that they want.
And we're seeing that with this dossier and this bogus, what do you call it, investigation over a Russian collusion. If, you know, if there was a Russian collusion, we do need to know about it. But it seems like the Russian collusion was on the other side of the coin, and that there was corruption to the hilt from Hillary. And the Democrats don't want everybody to know about this. And, you know, Bernie Sanders came out and he was talking about it was the right thing to do to shut down the government. Well, I'm thinking, well, Bernie, was it the right thing to do for Hillary to shut you down? I'm sure he was well compensated for it. But when they shut him down and took the primary away from him, you know, the primary election away from him, you know, they stole that from all his followers. Now, I'm glad that he didn't, because I think he might have won that primary, and I think he could have maybe beat President Donald Trump. And there would we be, because, I mean, he's known and well-known and very proud to be a socialist. So where would we be then, you know? So I don't know.
Trouble, then we are in. Beth, I appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you.
And the American people are just going to have to stiffen up their backbones and stand. Let's do this today. Let's do this while we can still do things through the ballot box and not the cartridge box for bullets. And let's go ahead and, you know, try and straighten this stuff out. It's gone too far. And I don't want my children or grandchildren or anyone's, your children or grandchildren, to wake up as slaves on the land that our forefathers fought and died for, and, you know, sacrificed anything and everything. You know, let us be warriors in this generation, so that our children may not have to be warriors in their generations.
You know what, Mike? I have. I think we're already enslaved. But on February 19th, this show will hit. The show number will be 1776. And I wanted to share that with you and with the listeners. I want to do something special for 1776. I still need funding. I still need help. If you could send something that has to do with those numbers, whether it's $17.76 or whatever the combination would be, $1,000, $776, you know, whatever the case may be. But we're going to try and put together a special show for February 19th to celebrate. And it happens to be a Monday, that show number 1776. Mike, thank you for your support and your encouragement.
Thank
Mike
you.
Gives me a call every now and then in the office and encourages me, and prayers for you too. I know you're going through some rough times. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so very much. We're headed into a break. The question is, are you going to watch the president tonight? And are you going to listen to all the Jabberwocky, therefore, after the president talks, telling you what he said and what it meant and this and that and that and this, because, you know, we ain't quite smart enough to figure it all out ourselves. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a funny story about Nancy Pelosi and Chris Cuomo I want to share when we come back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Somebody just sent me a message, said February 19th. It's also President's Day, so it'll be President's Day 1776. Number show 1776 for CSE Talk Radio. So my question is, are you going to watch the President's speech tonight? And are you going to stay for the Jabberwocky afterwards? You know, all those talking heads that are going to tell you what was said and what it meant and what to expect, and the Republicans praising him and the Democrats saying this is wrong, this is terrible, we're in a crisis, and all the Jabberwocky that will there follow. Will you be listening to that? Speaking of the Jabberwocky, I got a huge kick. I mean, it just was hysterical to me, but I almost felt sorry for Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo was interviewing Nancy Pelosi over the memo. Oh, the alleged memo. And she lit into him. He was asking, I'll give him this, he was asking legitimate questions. He wasn't dancing around it. He was asking her straightforward questions. And she got agitated. And in his face, and she's, let me just say this with all due respect, you really don't know what you're talking about right now. Of course, she's 100% against the memo. She said it's a lie. Everything in it is a lie. And I had to chuckle at Schumer because Schumer got up and talked about it's like some big conspiracy theory. There's nothing there, okay? They've been doing this Russian collusion thing for over a year now, a year and a half, and there's nothing there. So who's really got the conspiracy theories going here? Well, maybe both sides do. Maybe both sides do. But the American people have the right to read this memo. They have the right to know what's going on or what happened. And if there is a Russian collusion, wherever the case may be, they need to know about it. We have the right to know about it. And you have the right to vote out people who are misbehaving, whether they are Republican or whether they are Democrat. But the look on Chris Cuomo's face when she got in his face and said that to him so disrespectfully was a little bit shocking. You could tell he was shocked that she did that. Now, the mainstream media has been dancing the Democrat dance for a very, very long time. They lean to the socialistic side of governing. Well, they're more than leaning. They're chasing it. You never hear anybody, Republican or Democrat, talk about our republic. They talk about a democracy. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and several others are very open about socialism. They're very open about it. And the agendas that want you to share the wealth, to feel good for everyone, and to do away with religion completely, with your faith, is socialistic. I shared a week ago about James Madison and how he worked with another when they came up with George Mason as they were talking about the First Amendment. Freedom of religion is exactly that. But they were talking about Christian faith, not all religions. However, they weren't keeping the faith out of the public or out of governing. They were keeping the government out of your faith, out of your church. And it was amazing to read the hearts of these men. And yet those who are in charge today that we have elected seem to be totally clueless and ignore and deny that this country was established to be a Christian nation. Hey, our enemies know it. They know that's what we were to be. And they fight it. They fight it. Well, going back to the memo and going back to what's taken place with some of that, it's going to be, I have a feeling that the memo isn't going to be quite as astounding as everybody is claiming it's going to be. Usually they've hyped it up to be more than it is, and I fully expect that to be the case. Well, the former FBI director, James Comey, has come out and he was tweeting and he was praising Andrew McCabe and said he stood up tall against small people. But you know what? The tall thing, the strong thing to have done was to stood up before all of this took place and said, no, this isn't right. We need to not be a part of this because of the controversies and because of the conflicts that he had. But he didn't do that. That would have been when it was the big man doing the right thing. not later, after all of this has happened. After all of this is in the face of the American people, how much money do you think we're spending on these investigations and on these lawsuits? What a waste of time. What a waste of tax dollars. What a distraction from liberty. Do we not see what's gone on with the Jabberwocky? The American people need to wake up. All of us, even us who think we're awake. We're not quite there yet, I don't think. I have lots to learn yet. But there are those in this nation who completely miss it. And they're caught up in these warm, fuzzy feelings, and we just can't hurt anybody's feelings. We can't be offensive to the point that they are offensive. It's just amazing to me. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. As far as the memo goes, it's in regards to the fake dossier. That's
yes.
What it's all about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Pelosi says it's a big lie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. So go ahead.
That's all I wanted to know.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
know if you knew what it was.
Yeah, I knew what it was about. I'm sorry, I didn't get into that. I just assumed everybody did, and I should not have. Yes, it is about the dossier. Yes, it's exactly about
that. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right, bye.
But they have built it up to make it probably more than it is. And if that's not a buildup, whoa. Well, as I was saying, we're going into a break. I have an article here. Have you ever heard of the award given out by the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression? They give out an award every year called the Jefferson Muzzles. Jefferson Muzzle Award. We're going to talk about that a little bit. There's somebody who has earned that award, and he is Hogan, and he is he's with the University of Virginia, and it's very interesting, and it's very telltelling as to how ludicrous we the people have become. 877-895-5410, 877-895-5410. And we are also going to talk about Hillary, the champion of women. And we will be right back.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. All right, we have returned, and the Virginia—the Jefferson Muzzles Award goes to Patrick D. Hogan. He's the University Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of a Jefferson-founded University of Virginia, which has close ties to the Center, Thomas Jefferson Center for Protection of Free Expression. But on January 19th. Hogan sent out a community advisory in an email to all the students, all the faculty, and all the staff, warning them that the university was well aware of reports of solicitations by national organizations to encourage distribution of offensive flyers and memes at colleges and universities across the country during the upcoming weekend. Now, that would have been last weekend, because this is dated the 25th. Apparently, in Hogan's mind, saying something offensive is committing a heinous crime. How do you know that, it says in this article? Because in the email, he tells students, are you listening to this? to call 911 if they see someone posting an offensive flyer or other material. Call 911, and there goes the freedom of speech. Now, I'm not sure what offensive flyers they were talking about, but apparently it's offensive because it's something he disagrees with. You know, it's okay for the universities to do some other things that are pretty offensive to me. But I don't think you should call 911 because somebody's putting up an offensive flyer. Even if it is terribly offensive, I don't think it's a 911 issue. That's supposed to be for saving lives. I don't think any life was taken by a flyer.
Now, I guess if those flyers were about how to go have an abortion, that wouldn't have been offensive to him. It's amazing to me how far down the hole this nation has come. Hillary is not out of the limelight just yet. And she has always claimed to be a champion of women. And while she has been behind certain bills and acts and all this when she was senator that say that are supposed to defend women and protect women and on and on and on, in reality, in her life, she is not that person. These are two different articles, two different times. And, of course, we know what the history is between her and her husband, or with her and her husband, when he was in office and was accused of all kinds of things, including rape. She didn't stay quiet. She attacked the women. But when she was campaigning, the woman should always be heard. And I agree that the woman should be heard. I don't think the woman should always be believed. However, this was a sexual harassment, and her advisor, it says Hillary Clinton reportedly allowed an advisor to her, now this was in 2008 campaign, to stay on her staff despite the allegations, which were pretty true, that he had sexually harassed a younger woman who worked under him. Now, it had been investigated by someone else that was overseeing this, and she took it to Hillary, and she advised that they fire this man, and Hillary would not do it. She would not do it. Now, this is coming out of the New Jersey township. It says exclusive Swiss billionaire Hans George Weiss, he's one of the Democrats' biggest and most secretive donors. Well, not too secretive. We seem to know about it, don't we? He's currently under investigation for a 2011 sexual assault, as originally reported in handwritten complaint by his former employee, Jacqueline Long. Now, the reason this has made the limelight and has Hillary's name in it, because he donated a lot of money and he has ties to both Hillary and John Podesta and the Clinton Foundation. And they have protected and hidden some of this crime. So when it suits them, they're all for women. But in reality, behind closed doors, whatever's best for their situation at that moment is what they will do. This meant money. The other could have been a scandal. And instead of doing the right thing, or standing tall, as James Comey would put it, they didn't do that. Now, there are probably Republicans that have done the same thing. But Hillary's quite vocal, sometimes with very colorful wording about being a feminist and a protector of women, when the truth is that she is not. On a personal level, she is not. We're just about out of time. I encourage you, if you can take it, if you can handle it, to watch the State of the Union address tonight. There probably will be no surprises. And it's up to you whether you watch the Jabberwocky afterwards as to what they have to tell you was said and what it means and whether it was a lie, whether it was phony, whether it was this, whether it was that. That's up to you. You know, the State of the Union address is billed way out of proportion these days. Is really a report from the president to Congress, to encourage Congress and to look forward to the new year as to what we need to get done. It'll all be mute tomorrow or tonight because we know the Democrats are not going to do anything that the president wants. They are not supporting the majority of the American people. We know that. Over DACA, over abortion, over Planned Parenthood, over the wall, tax reform, anything. If he's for it, they're against it. It's all a game. It's all Jabberwocky. And it's up to us. It's up to we the people, the Republic, to sort it out and try to find the hidden truths within the Jabberwocky. And it's up to the American people, the Republic, to put an end to the corruption. When the memo comes out, and I believe he will approve it, I think it'd be funny if he read it tonight. If the memo comes out, sort through it, figure it out, and make your votes count. And make those phone calls. Because it's really, really, really up to the American people to bring down the Jabberwocky and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.